All right. Thank you all for being here. Cold day. Hope your car is all started without too much trouble. Pastor just opened us in prayer. We'll consider that the opening prayer for the business meeting, and I make a motion that we consider ourselves in business session. Is there a second that would like to second that? I saw Don Atterbury's hand fly first. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? None opposed. Motion carries. So we are in business session. As Pastor mentioned, this is the annual business meeting, so we'll have a budget to argue about at the end. But we save that to the end so that we can have that excitement all after we've reviewed what we've covered. So starting off, we have the minutes of the previous meeting. This was on Wednesday, October 16th, 2024. Chairman of the Deacon Board, Seth Tunis, acknowledged Pastor Weigel's opening prayer as the business meeting's opening prayer. He moved the church consider itself in business session. Nancy Tunis seconded the motion that passed. Seth read the minutes of the July 17th, 2024 quarterly business meeting and moved to accept them as read. Karen Kopp seconded the motion that passed. Treasurer David Tunis read four financial reports, the general fund third quarter budget report, the nine-month year-to-date report, the missionary and deacon fund third quarter report, and the investment report with the Amharic Bible Society earmark tracker. David moved to accept the reports as read. Jerry Thompson seconded the motion that passed. For the chairman's report, Seth reviewed the church calendar. Seth read the old business notes. He reported that we will have a new kind of Halloween outreach this year with gospel magicians, face painting, and balloon sculptures. With no other old business, Seth moved to close old business. Don Atterbury seconded the motion that passed. Seth read the new business notes. He reported that the deacons do not plan any building-related projects in the near future. He introduced the congregation to the fact that Pastor Miru is considering a property in Ethiopia. Once confirmed, we will be securing the money that we have set aside and sending it to Ethiopia. The treasurer is beginning now to liquidate some stocks to gather together the needed funds. With no further new business, Seth moved to close new business. Pastor Haile Miru seconded the motion that passed. David Tunis moved to adjourn the business session, and Jerry Thompson seconded the motion that passed. Seth Tunis closed in prayer. Respectfully submitted, Cheryl Weigel, Secretary. Comments, questions, corrections from the minutes of the previous meeting? General fund. Third one right there. With the Amharic. We'll call the Amharic Bible Society earmark tracker. Was that on the same page last time? Okay. We must have put it at the bottom, so it was only four. I was thinking that was five pages. All right, four. We have more than four this time. All right, I make a motion we accept the minutes as read. Is there a second to that? Seconded by Pastor Miru. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? None opposed. Motion carries. Moving on, we'll have to get our treasurer out of his spot and up here to go over his 1, 2, 3, 4, 5... six reports, and then we'll have a seventh financial page when we get to the budget.
Okay, so we got a lot of pages to go through. I don't know how detailed we need to get with these. They're pretty much the same standard form that we usually get. We're looking, first of all, at the last 3 months, October, November, December, and we have it set up there for you. The income at the top, and what we like to do is kind of go over to the right-hand side and look at the variance between the actual amounts and the budgeted amounts that we had. It gives you an idea how whether we stayed inside the painted lines or not, or anywhere near them. What we have here, the envelope contributions, we had the actual amount in the fourth quarter was $19,581.21, and the budget needed $16,080. So we actually did real well there, $3,501.21 over budget there. The MyEO contributions came in pretty well also. We had $5,839.16 there, and our budget called for $4,473. So we were positive by $1,366.16. And then our kind of our balancing entry there. We had 15,000 scheduled to supplement the budget if needed, and we didn't use any of it. We didn't need the money, so it's an unfavorable balance for the income because we didn't put that money in. Rent was on target. The race, we don't pick up any race money, so but we do spread it out over all the four quarters. So here, a negative, unfavorable $750 that didn't come in that to offset the budget amount there, and then no other. So we had $27,970 that actually came in for income for the general fund, and the quarterly budget called for $25,353. So we ended up with more income than the budget required of $2,617.37. Looking at the operating expenses to operate the church, we have the first five there now are Pastor Weigel, Pastor Emiru's compensation for being pastors for us, and they were all paid what we had budgeted for them. The gas amount, we were positive, favorable by $159 and some cents. The electric bill, we were unfavorable. We paid a little more than for the fourth quarter. It started to get cold. Then we had budgeted, so we were unfavorable by $210.56. Communication, they raised us twice this last year, so when we guessed the number for the budget, we were $19.10 off. The water was positive by 63 cents. The trash service was unfavorable by $5.48. The building insurance, we were a little low with our guess. It actually cost us $1,297.50, and we had guessed $1,140. So we were unfavorable there by $157.50. Workman's comp, we paid for pretty much all last year in the fourth quarter. I was trying to pay all of next year, but that means that the fourth quarter here was $241 off. Probably when we wash out at the end of the year, it'll be pretty close. Missions, the exact amount that we budgeted. Office, we had a positive variance there. And maintenance, we had a positive variance there. That's because we didn't use anything for maintenance. Took care of everything without having to spend any money, I guess. Ministry, we were negative by $167.74. That's partly because we did the October outreach, the Halloween outreach, and we had some people we paid to come in and help us with that. So that was we also had an expense that was an expense in October. We had some expenses in December also. The parsonage was a little bit troubling because you'll notice in November we paid taxes on that. That little building over there, they think it must be clad in gold, so they're charging us 2% of what they think the building is worth, and they think it's worth over $200,000, and so it's $4,000 a year. We paid in November $2,307.41 in taxes, and that meant that our budget was blown out pretty heavily. We have each quarter 1,800 we had guessed at, and when the bill came in, we ended up for the last quarter doing $3,179.16. Uh, So that's $1,379.16 that was unfavorable to us for that. But overall, the operating expense for the last quarter, we were unfavorable by $1,755.18, but our income covered it by $2,617.37. So we wound up the quarter spending $862.19 less than the income. So we were favorable in the end. There was also some seasonal income and seasonal expenses. And you see there that the designated gifts and in the income designated contributions, those were gifts that were designated to our pastors. And so money came in, the money went out, and those netted out. The explanation for the one that doesn't have anything in November, $1,616.42. We look back over the year and what we had had in income and what we'd had in expenses, and we took money from the investment fund to cover that. So they ended up this time it's not even, but when we get to the end of the year, when we look at that, we'll see that we've made it all balance out at the end of the year. Money that came in, money went out. So we combined the totals, and for the quarter, we had actually $32,786.79 that came in, and $30,308.18 that went out. And the total income over expense, we were positive by $2,478.61. We started the quarter with $8,376.74, and we ended in the general fund with $10,855.35. We kept our online account balance. We held it to 100 at the close of the quarter, and so we had on hand $10,955.35. That's for the quarter. Yes. Yes, all our insurance policies are all renew in November, and so we end the year on the old prices, and then they hand us a whole set of new prices, and we have to incorporate them in our budget. So we're making a budget in January, and in November we have an unknown. It's out there. It's a known unknown. We don't know what the price is going to be when they give us our insurance bill, and that's what will throw our budget off every year. And there's nothing much we can do about it except complain that maybe we'd like them to run out in January or something like that, where we would have a better idea of what it's going to be. And the workman's comp is the same way. We pay the workman's comp. We try to pay enough to cover the next year, because it's a smaller amount, and if you break it up into pieces, they will charge you a large fee each time you make a piece. So I like to pay it for all four quarters, and then I don't have to pay that extra in there. It seems, though, they have ways of making it not match, so that you have to make a partial payment sometime anyway, and then they get it back. So just one of my life's irritations that I really wish I could fix. All right, looking then at all the year-to-date figures, and this page right here, as I tell everybody, every penny that came in and went out is right on this page somewhere. So there they are. These are big numbers, but they're written little, so we'll do the same thing with this, and we'll know this year they're nicely printed in red so that you can see exactly whether we were favorable or unfavorable. When we look at the envelope contributions, we can see the actual compared with the budget, we were about $1,110.79 off on that. Then the MyEO contributions, and these are the two categories that are they're pretty much all contributions. So it's all money just given to the church out of the generosity of the people that want to do that. So that one, we had an actual amount of over $20,000, and we budgeted just under $17,000. So we were $2,277.93 positive there. So we covered the envelope contributions well enough with the MyEO contributions. We did not take any investment transfers in. That was the money that if we needed it, we could have used it without coming back to the church or deacons and saying, can we spend money? That was available to us. Nice to have a way to do that. The rent, we were off unfavorable by $225, and you can, if you want to look at the details of the numbers back there in June, we gave a discount to our renters because we'd torn up their yard. We had kept them from being able to use everything due to repairs on sewer lines, infrastructure, building out electrical boxes over to the garage, and also while we had the evangelist here, there were things that were out of place for them. So anyway, we gave them a discount on the rent for that particular month, or for 1 month there, due to that inconvenience for them. The race, we took in $3,214, and our goal was $3,000, or our target was $3,000, and so we were positive by $214. So we were $4,843.86, including the money that we didn't spend out of the investment fund, that we were under budget on the income. Then you look at the operating expenses, and you look at the grand totals. We spent a total of $101,590.11 to operate this church last year with all of the things, and our budget was $101,412. So we were $178.11 off what we guessed that we would need to operate the church. And so with the lower income, which we could have offset if we wanted to with that with the investment fund, we actually were off by $5,021.97. So pretty good there. We ended, let's do the seasonal first. You'll see there that for the whole year, we had heavy expenses in March and April. That's the sewer line, the electrical. Those were unforeseen. There were equipment. We had to replace a piece of equipment, and then we had the other things which were offset. But altogether, we spent $22,602.29, and so the designated contributions were given. And then the project's money was drawn out of our investment fund, and $19,402.29. And so they balanced out. There was a zero difference at the end of the year. So we combine all those. You can see in the first part of the year, we were actually spending more money than we brought in. Then June was black. July was in the red again. We had a couple of months in the black. Then we had another, October was in the red. And then November and December, we were in the black. And when we finally finished up, we finished in the red by $5,021.97. We started the year with $15,877.32 in our bank account. So we kind of, in the back of our mind, we realized that we had a little bit of a cushion to start with. And you see there that we ended the year Total balance, $10,955.35. So we ended up a little bit lower than where we started, about $5,000, but we still in pretty good financial shape and able to weather whatever storm we came up with last year. The next one, were there any questions on it? We're going to look then at the mission report. We have two pages missions, and the first one is the report of the fourth quarter, and we'll look at the totals there. General fund support, $3,150. The designated amounts, $10,730.54. We had undesignated amounts of $550. We had investment tithe of $255.58. I think the treasurer forgot to put some money in there because there's no money in the December investment tithe transfer. Investment fund transfers, this is money, and this is, most of this has to do with our commitment to the Ethiopian Translation Project. That'd probably be it. October, $14,000. I'm not sure the thousand. Then there, in December, we transferred $25,000 over.
The November $1,000 is matched on the Melody Baptist Church.
Yeah, okay.
That was a Christmas gift for them.
Christmas gift to Melody. So altogether, the investment fund put $40,569.46 into the mission fund for use there. Total income $55,255.58. You see the expenses there. We added a little bit to the missionaries' pay packet in November, as well as helping out Melody Baptist Church, and then the $25,000 went to the Ethiopian church property and translation work. So when we end up with the total expenses, we had $32,670. Income over expenses. What came in and what went out, would be a better description. For we were $22,585.58 more that came in than went out, and so you'll see that's accounted for. The starting balance was $3,032.80, and let's see, at the end of December, the ending balance was $25,618.38. We also had a deacon fund amount of $1,025, and that gave us $26,643.38. That money, the $25,000 that's in there, is not there anymore. Last Friday, we executed a wire transfer, and word is that it was there as of Tuesday, our time. We have learned that it got safely where it belonged on the other side of the ocean. So that has been done, and leaving the mission fund with a small amount. And if we approve our budget tonight, we will put some more money in there. Annual report then, and this is where everything for the whole year is in there. That last we were looking at was just a quarter, but here's for the whole year. General fund support came in at $12,600. The designated amount, $16,225.54. Love offerings came in at $3,569. Undesignated amounts came in at $1,710. When you write on your envelope mission for missions, that would be an undesignated usually. That's what that would be. Investment tithe, $1,518.58. And then investment fund transfers, $40,569.46. We had one returned item that we added back to the balance, leaving us with a total amount that came in of $76,292.58. And then what we sent out for use in the Mission Arena, $51,044. Income over expenses, there's your $25,248.58 left over after all the expenses went out and the income is tallied up. And again, the mission fund totals equaling what we looked at, the ending balance for the mission fund, $25,618. Just cover up that 25, and the mission fund at the end of the year was left with $618.38. We had a Deacon Fund of $1,025, and the total combined balances were $26,000. Oh, the Youth Fund, let's see, we didn't have anything in the Youth Fund there. Okay, $26,643.38 at the end, and that's all for that. Any questions on that? So our budget was $101,000 to run the church, and we ran $50,000 into the mission fund. Okay. About 50% goes to missions. An additional 50% goes to missions. Values at the end of the month. So we're looking at the investment fund now, and here we give you some historical perspective on the fund and where the balances have been over the last 11 years. We got some December end of the month or end of the year figures for comparison, and then you got some numbers for this year for comparison. And we ended in December with $474,387.74, and you can see how that compares with the other ones. Comparing it to the month previous to that, that would be the end of November, $542,180.44. So for some reason, the market went real high up to 542. That was one of the highest numbers on the list. Maybe it is the highest number on the list, okay. And that gave us a comfortable feeling about removing some of the money for the Ethiopian project, which we were committed to. And then year over year, if you go back to the end of December, we were at $466,577.71. It's in bold, so you can find it easily there. And so we were just we ended the year just a little bit above where we were last year when the music stopped. And then the peak, of course, was the month of November, and a month later we found ourselves down by a substantial amount there, down from that peak. And then from the lowest number in there, you look around, find a low number. I guess I don't know what I picked. I think we picked 464. I guess that's the only one in bold, maybe April. All right, so those are some historical ideas. What we had, we take the draw out. We call it a draw when we take money out to do things with. Two places it normally goes, and that is either to missions or to the general fund. And you can see the quarter for the month of December, actually, the month of December, and the quarter is the last quarter there. You can see the 40,000 going to mission, and the 161,642 leaving for the general fund. But year to date, we took out $42,088.04. For missions, we took out $19,402.29 for the general fund, and the year to date total then $61,490.44. So we took that money out And we're still left with that balance there that you see at the end of December. From the time we started this, we have given to mission, we've taken out and placed in missions $128,560.06. Year over year, we have, the general fund we've taken out, general fund we've taken out $237,576.50, and plus the building. So this is keeping track of what we've taken in addition to paying for this building here. And so the total that we've taken out is $366,136.56. So all of that's, everything we've taken out's been replaced, and there we are with our balance left. You see the dividends that come in. Now this is the last year's dividends, and you see every month we record how much dividends and interest. There's a little bit of interest, but mostly dividends, and you can see that over the entire year, we have year to date. The last year to date was $16,666.34, and the average per month is $1,388.86. From the time we started, this is the grand running total of the whole mess, $329,506.59. Any questions? Now, for the earmark tracker, for as you recall, we were sharing our gains in the market with the Ethiopian translation, and what we're trying to do is we're actually trying to keep the church over there, which is the only way we can actually put money over there. We can't start a Open Door Baptist Church over in Ethiopia. So the church, the Deborah Berhan Baptist Church, is keeping a watchful eye over our money over there, and keeping on work on the ground when Pastor Miru's not over there, and then he goes over and checks and sees that things are as they should be, and we like to do everything properly and in order. And so we as we generate this the cash, we went to when we got that new high in November, we kind of decided that we didn't want to just let that all evaporate like it did in December and January when the market went down, that we would get some of that out and take it over there, send it over there. And so we paused the calculations. What do we want to do with this? In October, we had a total of $91,342.44. And that's with half of the growth from the investments that we had over that period of time. This goes back to when we started it in December of 2020. So we got about 4 years of market growth in there, and then we paused it at 91,342, and we had drawn out at the time $14,569.46. They have $76,772.98 that is due to go to them. Let's see. Probably more than that now.
We paused everything, so we're basing it off of that 91,000.
Yeah.
So you have 25,000 that's already come out as well. So
yeah, another 25 is out of that.
76,000 has gone.
And 10,000 of that was not from, that was an offering instead of a.
That doesn't come out of here.
Yeah, it doesn't come out of here.
The 25,000 came out of here. The 14,000
yeah.
adds to the 10,000.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's
all right,
still
you got
51,000 with it on pause. There's still 51,000 ready to go.
Okay, and that's your bottom there, $51,772.98 funds currently available that we can take out and move over there when the time is right. They haven't found the right property. God has not led them to the right property. We're waiting patiently for the work to be done, and then we'll perform, and hopefully they will perform also. That's it for me, right? Do I have anything else? Okay. With that in mind, then, Mr. Chairman, I make the motion that we accept these financial reports for the year 2024.
All right. We have a motion to accept the financial reports from 2024. Is there a second to that? Seconded by Jerry. We'll do this in the right order. Any discussion before we, if there's any remaining lingering questions out there? No? All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? None opposed. Motion carries. Moving on to the next page, which is the church calendar, which is the first item under old business. You'll see we've got all the events on here. We've added in a few things. Some of them aren't exact dates. Pastor Miru has two trips planned to Ethiopia, and we have some rough dates on those, but they're not set in stone yet. And then we have the regular things coming up, so lots of events on the calendar. If you have any other events that need to be added, feel free to send those my way. Get them put on the list. We put pastor's vacations on here. Pastor will be gone May 25th and June 1st. But we have plenty of time to get to those points. Nothing super special on the calendar. Is there anything that needs to be brought up? Make sure in record at all? No? Okay, continuing on to the old business page, we have we had mentioned at the last meeting, and we did the Halloween Outreach Fellowship differently than what we had done before, with the outsourced team of helpers that came and took care of that. So just a quick open conversation. We think it went well. If everyone's in agreement that it went well, is that something we want to go ahead and plan to do for the next year? I think it is, probably, but wanted to at least ask the congregation what they thought about it, how it worked out, since we weren't here. We plan to be here this year. Our trips to other places into the end of the year start to be a little bit of much, so we won't be doing that again. All right.
I can say that I had the face painting done on my head so that my head looked like a cheeseburger, and with the meat and the cheese and everything, and a sesame seed bun. And so everybody saw it and took the picture and put it on Facebook. So my son said that picture was the hit of their Halloween party, and just looking at the picture. So I think we made an impression on a lot of people.
That's good.
Cheeseburger head.
Pastor Cheeseburger Head. All right. On the web presence and live stream, we had some hiccups earlier in the year, but everything has been fine. We haven't had any issues with the technology, but we might run into some upgrades if something fails or if the need arises in 2025. This new projector, we replaced this last year during the year. It has the HDMI inputs. It's a better projector than what we had before. And I just acquired a 100-foot HDMI cord, so I can run the cord all the way back to there. The cords that run this go this way, and I think they were 75-foot is what I got. But I couldn't remember for sure, so I just bought a 100-foot cord. So I have that already. And I am playing with other HDMI-related connectivity things at home, mainly with video games and multiple computers, you know, split screen, stuff like that. Once I have a good grip on that technology, then if the need arises to upgrade the stuff here, then I already have at least a base understanding of what I'm doing with those. So that's all I've got for old business. Is there any other old business that needs to be brought to the floor at this time? Nope. Okay, I'll make a motion that we accept the old business as reviewed. Is there a second to that? Seconded by Nancy Tunis. All in favor say aye. Any opposed? None opposed. Motion carries. New business. First item, right there. These two deacons here, Jerry Thompson and Seth Tunis, we have our terms have expired. We've got the deacons on 3-year rotation. So our terms have expired, and the deacons have nominated them both for 3-year term renewals. So that makes it a motion, and then we, because the recommendation from the deacon board, so we need a second to that motion. Someone like to second that? Pastor Amiru, back there in the back, seconds that motion. So now, discussion. Any discussion on renewing Jerry and myself? If elected, we will not serve. I don't. No. All right, we'll put it to a vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? None opposed. Well, let the record show there were no opposing votes. So motion passes. That brings us to the 2024 budget, which is on the very next page. You have probably flipped to it out of curiosity already. 2025. What did I say? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We almost approved the wrong budget. So 2025 budget, there's two errant fives on this page. Almost blew it. You guys are going to be rethinking reelecting me. however, the next page is the correct page. You know by the total. The $106,644 is the budget that's proposed. Most of the lines stayed the same. Most were in line with what we expected. Some of them moved up just a little or down a little to account for changes in billing from services like your electricity or utilities, phone and internet, things like that. But the key changes up in the income line, we had requested $104,412 last year, of which the congregation brought in $96,000. So we're asking the congregation for $106,644. And to keep in mind that we did not use the investment fund stipend last year. That's why it showed a negative variance on that line. It just means that we didn't take that money. So with that money still planned as being available, we're asking for an increase of about $4,000 from the budget from last year. And then that extra money that comes in would be primarily for increasing both pastors' compensation packages by a total of 4% each, and then to bump up the missionaries, we have the missionaries at $175 a month, six times 175, to move them up to six again. So not proposing any new missionaries or changes in the missionaries, but moving them up to $200 a month instead of $750. Those were the main changes in the budget. We did decrease the office number a little bit, but no huge changes, nothing major, just those that we identified out there for you. So that budget is the recommendation of the deacon board, so that makes an motion. Is there a second to that? Someone would like to second the budget for 2025? Mrs. Kopp, there you go. Mrs. Kopp has seconded that motion. So then we open it for discussion. Any discussion on that budget? Concerns? Questions? Anybody that's got $106,000 just sitting around, just drop it in the bucket now and we'll take it out as we need it? Anybody? No? No? Okay. All right. Well, if there's no questions or concerns or discussion, yes. Mm-hmm.
It makes more interest and more dividends by staying in the fund where it belongs.
Sure, yeah.
It's home base.
Yeah, or it loses value because the stock market goes down. But yeah, usually it earns interest and grows. So it's if we don't need it, it's in our best interest to leave it there. All right, then we'll put it to a vote. All in favor of this budget for 2025, say aye. Any opposed? Huh?
Yeah,
the deacon board recommending it made it a motion, and Mrs. Kopp seconded it. Then we got to discussion. Usually I get the discussion before the motion, but we did it. We're doing it right. All right, that brings me to wrapping out just some awareness for the congregation. So on that budget, we spent $22,000 last year in the seasonal. We call it seasonal. In my line of work, we also call it like a capital expense or CapEx budget. That was things. We did the pews this year, right? Padded the pews, and some of that came in as contributions. Was that last year, 2 years ago? Okay, we didn't do that. We did the sewer line. Yeah, did the sewer line for the parsonage, some electrical work. So those are the types of things that are, you know, with that maintenance budget of $600 for the year, $50 a month, we're never going to replace a furnace. We might replace a light bulb with that. But we know full well there are big things that are upcoming. So the first one I want to make sure everybody's aware of, the insurance company has been hounding us about the shingle roofs. We thought they were talking about the clay tile roof. We're like, that thing should last 100 years. Why are you bothering us about it? But it wasn't this. It's the shingle roofs that are on these two wings over here that they are concerned with the age on them that they're probably due for replacement. So those may need to be replaced in 2025. Yes.
And the parsonage, actually the rental house.
And the parsonage rental house may also need to be replaced in 2025. The lobby AC, we had discussed that before. We have quotes to fix that so that it's going to be cooler out there. If we just had a storage place that we could put the cold air until summer, that'd be great. It doesn't work that way. So we knew we'd need to replace the AC unit. We had some quotes to either replace the AC unit or the full system. But we have noticed that system has become unreliable for the heat. We weren't having any problems with the heat last year. So we have plans. We may have to replace that unit as well. Yes?
Will this quote stand for next year, the 9,400?
Probably not. I have to look at it. It was probably a 30-day quote. I'll go back and check it. They might have given us 90 days on it. If we were 100% convinced we were going to do it right now, we might be able to hold them to it. Say, hey, yeah, we want to lock in that quote, but we really don't need you to do it until spring. You know, we can survive the rest of winter with that furnace. It's working sometimes, so it's not that big a deal. But we want to go ahead and do it this spring so that we get the AC done, and then next year for the furnace, we're probably there too. So that was the price when we quoted it out to get it done. The rear ramp and the retaining wall. So this whole courtyard thing, the ramp going down, there's the wall that's out there that's kind of like the fence for the courtyard. That's all settling, and it's settled, and we can't get the gate closed properly to the courtyard anymore. So we may have some rebuilding around that, where we need to cut out the concrete, take the sidewalk out entirely, take out the walls around the windows down here, and rebuild all that with, you know, professionally have somebody do that. That may be another big one. So I just wanted to make sure the congregation has those in front of them, that those are some of the large budget projects, large non-budgeted projects that may pop up in 2025, or we may live with them, you know, as much as we don't want to spend extra money, may sit on them as much as possible. But the furnace in the lobby is probably going to happen for sure. Yes?
Did you say the nursery wall as well, not just the ornamental
thing? No, the building wall is fine. It's the ramp outside that is sinking.
And then this decorative wall here that holds the gate.
Well, there's a crack in the nursery wall.
Well, a crack is not that big a deal. Yes, it's all cracked up to be the way it is. So while we have that all dug out, while they've got backhoes and they've completely dug out the courtyard and completely dug out around the building all the way to the driveway back here, just like we did over here, we would have that wall resealed to make sure that it's going to withstand everything being up against it. and then something similar to what we have over here, not a two-stage ramp, but that sort of brickwork with the concrete cap on it that looks pretty and matches the style of the building is what may go back in over there. But that's going to require a lot more discussion. I just want to make sure that the congregation knows that we recognize that the courtyard was temporarily repaired with the blocks. Dave did a really good job on extending the life of what was there already, but we know that that's not going to last forever, and we're going to need to put some new real work into it. Any other questions about cap or major things that you see as a congregation that, I mean, we were talking about the kitchen remodel. We kind of haven't talked about that in a while because it's survived the way it is. Yeah, it can sit right there on the back burner. In fact, if you take that big part off the back of the stove and just keep putting things on the back burner, eventually they just fall off behind the stove and you don't ever have to worry about them again. And if they're still hot, they burn the mice back there when they fall. Just like in The Hunchback of Notre Dame or something. Yes, you had a question?
So nothing was going to be done to the actual structure of the foyer, right?
Structure of the foyer.
Well, because you're talking meat and all that, you can run lines in the floor that will make it warm when you need it to be warm.
No, we're not planning on putting a heated floor in the lobby. Or the courtyard, or the nursery. Not planning to put a heated floor in. No. Okay. Then continuing on the potential property purchase in Ethiopia, feel free, Pastor Miru or Dave, to kind of update me here. We've seen on the Amharic Bible Society earmark fund tracker. We pause the calculations while Dave moves the funds and gets things cleaned up. What we wanted to make sure that we didn't do is take the same calculation math that we use, which is whatever the total value of the fund is, and then if it went down, half of that loss goes in their bucket and half of that loss goes in our bucket. And if it goes up, half of that gain goes in our bucket and half of that gain goes in their bucket. Well, we're creating a loss in the total of the investment fund. So if we take $50,000 out and then we say, well, the investment fund is $50,000 less than it was, so we subtract the $50,000 that we pulled out of the Amharic side, but then you also have half of that $50,000 loss in the fund, then we're hitting them for another. So that's why it's on pause right now. Until Dave has moved out, at least $91,000 or whatever was the high point we wanted to make sure we honored. We won't worry about adjusting for any losses or gains until we get past that point and then smooth it back out and then see where it is. Ideally, we clear out enough of that and reset the balances and then let that grow some more again. And then in a few months, we get the word, we've got the right property, it's the one, we're going for it, and then we clear the rest out and they have more than they need. But we wanted to get it out of our fund, a good portion of it out of our fund, and over into the bank account in Ethiopia that's earning a good amount of interest. So, I don't know that I read my notes there. Last business meeting, we had some nifty pictures of a nice property that had a good gate and everything, and that property is off the table. The seller is afraid to sell because they would have all that money. Someone would find out that they got all that money, and then they would be targeted to have that money stolen from them. So they have told us that they don't want to sell the property to us. So we're looking for something else. And we'll hear more about that. Pastor Miru has two trips to Ethiopia planned this year so far, and Dave will probably go on one or two of those to assist as he can. So we'll see where it goes. That's all I've got. Yes.
Trusted Paul, he wanted their own people to be there. So when they came back, they said, yeah, it was there, and the money was delivered and so on. And this is Pastor Amiru's wisdom. Make sure Dave is there. Come back and say there was. They were talking in Amharic, and I understood about half of it. But everything was done. And so this is, you know, our pledge to be transparent or to do everything above or to do it right. Dave's travel there is not just tourism. It's a confirmation that all things are done decently and in order. So I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. And that protects us as well, because we have on record that we're sending all this money out of the country. And what records do we have that we double-checked that that's actually going to the right places? There are organizations like the U.S. government that send money to all sorts of places and then have no records of it. So we're doing our due diligence. Did you have a question back there, Pastor Miru? Or?
No, David was there, and
it
was really huge, and it was accurate.
All right. So the next time you need a backup because you can't be here to preach, Dave could preach for you. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, we'll have Google translated for us.
No.
Yeah. All right. Well, that concludes all the business that I had. Was there any other new business that needs to be brought from the floor? Yes. I think that's a great idea. Could put it in the youth fund. I got kids that have money. We can easily convince them to just put it right into the youth fund. There it'll go. It'll go right there.
We can take care of that.
Yeah. So if you would like to contribute to that, as always, you can designate on your offering envelope under other. Is there a youth fund line on there? Youth fund line, just designate that into the youth fund, and you can tell the stewards that however it works out, we can cover their children going to camp, even drive them there if we need to, or let Olivia drive them.
Olivia won't be here.
Well, she can come back. We fly her back, so it's just you drive there. Yeah. All right, any other new business? Nope. All right. Well, then I make a motion. We accept the new business as discussed. Is there a second to that? Seconded by Jerry Thompson. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? None opposed. Motion carries. So we have concluded all the business we need to conduct tonight. I'll entertain a motion from the floor to adjourn if someone would like to so move. So moved by Don Atterbury. Is there a second to that? Seconded by Angela Tunis. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? None opposed. Motion carries. Business session is adjourned, and I will close this in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this evening. We thank you for this time that we have gathered together and ensured that we are doing things decently and in order as your word would like it, and to follow the example of the early church in giving to other places and being responsible for that which you've entrusted to us, Lord. We thank you for the unity of mind and the fellowship that we've had this evening in conversation. We pray that you'd give us safety as we go our separate ways, keep us warm in our cars as we go to our homes, and bring us back at the next appointed time. We ask in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. You are dismissed. Don't forget to pick up your prayer lists. If you didn't already get one, I think we handed them out to everybody in the back.